sticking with the theme of the birth of brain cells, I visited the Gurdon Institute in Cambridge to quiz Professor Andrea Brand with questions in from listeners about the use of stem cells, the cells which give rise to the new nerve cells in the brain. And the first question was from Emily Caesar via Facebook, asking, where do you get stem cells from? So Rick was talking earlier about the new technology of creating stem cells, and Fred Gage was talking about neural stem cells that are in the hippocampus of rats and humans. But how else can we get stem cells?
There are stem cells in different animals and in different places in different animals. And for example, in my lab, we work on stem cells in the fruit fly, Drosophila melanogaster. And in particular, we work on stem cells that are found in the brain. And in this case, of course, we don't have to invade a patient or use an embryo. We can just take fruit fly embryos or fruit fly adults and isolate stem cells from them and study what it is that makes a stem cell special.
And this neatly leads on to our next question, which is from Abhishek Tiwari. And he's asking, how do you direct the cell's differentiation? So what exactly makes a stem cell change into a specialised cell?
So this is a question that many, many people are interested in and many different labs are trying to answer. And it depends very much on what type of cell you want to get the stem cell to generate. Each cell in the body expresses a particular subset of genes that tell it how to behave, what to look like, and if it's a neuron, what type of neuron to be, what signals to send out, what signals to receive. And so one area of investigation that's very exciting at the moment is trying to discover all the different genes that are on or off in a particular type of cell. And if you have this knowledge, then you can try to turn on the appropriate genes to make a stem cell, to make a particular type of neuron or a muscle cell or really any type of cell that you want.
And then lastly, once we have stem cells or differentiated cells, what can we use them for? So Theo Gibson has been in touch via Facebook saying, have stem cells been successfully used to treat neurological diseases in humans? If so, where? The brain, the spinal cord, or the pinky toe?
Well, this is really something that we would all like to see happen in the not too distant future, but it's still early days. And there are some studies going on at the moment on using stem cells, transplanting stem cells into the brains of stroke patients. But as I say, it's still very, very early days. So I wouldn't say that there's been successful treatments yet. However, there is some very encouraging work going on in repairing defects in the eye, and I think that will probably be the first place where stem cells really come into their own, perhaps in restoring photoreceptors or restoring sight. So I think that's probably where the first advances will be seen. In terms of transplantation into the brain, the other possibility, which may be a little bit further in the future, there are stem cells in the adult brain of healthy individuals, and these stem cells were the cells that gave rise to the neurons in the brain in the first place. And so if we could somehow prompt those cells to generate new neurons, then you could imagine this might be a way of repairing the nervous system after damage or neurodegenerative disease. And that's why it's so important to understand what makes a stem cell, and what one has to do to get that stem cell to produce particular cell types.
Thank you. The last question, and this again is from Abhishek Tiwari, and he's asking, could stem cells actually cause cancer?
Well, a few years ago, there was proposed the cancer stem cell hypothesis, which suggested that many tumours might actually arise from stem cells. And I think that there's still some debate about that, but there is more evidence that either stem cells or the cells they give rise to can, under particular conditions, give rise to cancer. And again, coming back to the fruit fly, there was some very nice work done by Cayetano Gonzalez's lab in Barcelona, where he showed that if you mutate certain genes in stem cells, they do start to overgrow and can form tumors. And in fact, if you take those tumors, you can transplant them from one animal to the next, and they continue to grow and metastasize. And so this is quite a nice model for looking at cancer that are generated from stem cells and what are the signals that prevent stem cells and their becoming tumorigenic. And this is something that we, amongst others, are working on to try to understand what goes wrong in the stem cell or its daughters that give rise to tumors.
So we may be able to use stem cells to actually find a new way of treating cancer?
Well, that's a hope. Some of the basic research that's going on in various different model systems, like in fruit flies or in mouse, for example, once we get at the basic biology, seem to be well conserved.
That was Professor Andrea Brand at the Gurdon Institute's Cambridge University. If you've got any burning questions about your brain and the nervous system, just email them to neuroscience@thenakedscientists.com. Tweet us at Naked Neuroscience or post on our Facebook page and we'll do our best to answer them for you.